2 of the show. It is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the phones, 1-800-259-5791. That's 800-259-5791, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the Shrine of Female Listeners. What is it, Manwich?
It's a page on our website where we have pictures of, what, dozens of women who've sent in their pictures,
mm-hmm.
verifying that they listen to the show by having a little sheet of paper or some kind of other indication that says Free Talk Live or FTL or something like that.
Exactly. In the picture, they show
yes.
that. And that way we know who they are. They say they are who they say they are, so we put them up on our website because we're really proud of our lady listeners
mm-hmm.
here on Free Talk Live. And it's the point of the Shrine is to show them off, but it's not to be a beauty contest. It's really women of all shapes, sizes, ages, colors are participating in the Shrine of Female Listeners at freetalklive.com. And also, you should know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And for more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604, or you can visit them online at freestateproject.org. Again, 888-532-4604, freestateproject.org. So we're catching up on emails tonight, Manwich. We got lots of emails to talk about here. Of course, if you make a call, we will obviously put you on. But, gosh, the email box has been overflowing with all kinds of good commentary. In fact, we just had the list of terms, derogatory terms for white people, in the very last segment of the last hour. And we also have another racism-oriented email. Do you have that, Manwich? Did you pull that up? No?
No.
I sent it over to you.
Oh, so. It's on my email?
Yeah, I sent it over.
Well,
that's okay.
You're
going to
have to give me a second.
I'll do it. Don't you worry about that. From Zach. He says, I enjoyed listening to the 1024 show where you discussed racism. I wholeheartedly agree that judging a person by the color of their skin or hating a person because of their race is wrong. However, I think that there are many situations where the term racist is used inappropriately. For instance, sometimes people will call a person who doesn't agree with affirmative action or welfare a racist.
Well, it's because they can bandy about the term.
Right.
It's for fun.
And he's right. People do use that term inappropriately. In fact, if you are for affirmative action, I'd call you a racist. Because affirmative action is nothing more than reverse racism. It's the government going to blacks and other minorities and women and saying, you're not good enough.
Yeah, you can't handle it on your own.
You know, we want you to get into college, but boy, you black people, you just can't cut it, can you? You're just not good enough as a race as a whole, so we're going to lower the standards for you, and we'll call it affirmative action and put all these cloudy, neat little words around it to make it seem like everything's hunky-dory and cool and that we're really helping you out and doing you a favor, when in fact we're stabbing you in the back. Because, really, that hurts.
Yep.
If I was a black person or any sort of a minority like that, I'd be really hurt by the fact that someone came to me and said, it's okay. Look, you don't have to excel. You don't have to do as well as everybody else does. We're going to set special standards just for your race. That's a slap in the face.
Sure is.
More than anything else. Affirmative action, that's all it is. It's reverse racism. This is how it's coming in this country, man, which we started with mandatory segregation. We started with the government passing laws to segregate businesses. That's what segregation was.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, there were some businesses that were run by racists, and they might have already been segregating themselves voluntarily. But then the racists got in charge of the government. Then the racists got elected. And then they passed these laws. In fact, I had something, I think it was from Thomas Sowell, where he just went down, yeah, here it is, I have it here, the history of segregation. Which is just fascinating stuff, from townhall.com. Right after the death of Rosa Parks is when Thomas Sowell wrote this. He says, the death of Rosa Parks has reminded us of her place in history as a black woman whose refusal to give up her seat on a bus to a white man, in accordance with the Jim Crow laws of Alabama, became the spark that ignited the civil rights movement of the 50s and the 60s. Most people don't know the rest of the story, however. I mean, that's about all I was taught in high school.
Yeah, she didn't give up her seat.
Right. And that's what she's known for. But why was there racially segregated seating on public transportation in the first place? Racism, some will say. And there certainly was plenty of racism, and I'd say there still is, plenty of racism in the South, going back for centuries. But racially segregated seating on streetcars and buses in the South did not go back for centuries. far from existing from time immemorial, as many have assumed. Racially segregated seating in public transportation began in the South in the late 19th and early 20th centuries. Those who see government as the solution to social problems might be surprised to learn that it was actually the government which created this problem. Many, if not most, municipal transit systems were privately owned in the 19th century.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know, stagecoach, I guess. What would you consider a municipal transit system in the
They probably
the
have larger stagecoaches.
Yeah. And the private...
People had to get to work, you know, at, sure. I would assume, maids and servants of that sort and factories.
The private owners of these systems had no incentive to segregate the races. Because then they'd be hurting their profits.
Right.
These owners may actually have been racist themselves, but they were in business to make a profit, and you don't make a profit by alienating a bunch of your customers.
Mm-hmm.
There was not enough market demand for Jim Crow seating on municipal transit to bring it about. It was politics that segregated the races. Because of the incentives of the political process, they're different from the incentives of the economic process. When you want to make money, what do you have to do?
Appeal to people that will give you money.
You have to give them what they want in order to get into their pocket.
Right.
Both blacks and whites spent money to ride the buses, but after the disenfranchisement of black voters in the late 19th and early 20th century, only whites counted in the political process.
Mm.
It wasn't necessary for an overwhelming majority of the white voters to demand racial segregation. If some did and the others didn't care, that was sufficient politically. Boy, things haven't changed, have they, Manage?
No, that's pretty much how it goes everywhere.
This, in today's day and age, it works like this. 50% of adults that are able to vote, or of age, and possibly could vote, are registered. 50% are registered, mm-hmm. on average. Of the 50% that are registered on a national election, which are the biggest ones, where most people turn out, you're lucky if you get 60% of turnout. So that's 50% of all adults, and then 50% of that 50% is what actually goes out and votes, and so then half of that percentage is actually the one that would make the decision.
12.5.
It's a minority of a minority that actually makes political decisions in this country. And everybody else who doesn't care, they just sit back and say, well, I'll just roll with the changes. Well, in this case, we continue here with Thomas Sowell. So, it wasn't necessary for an overwhelming majority of white voters to demand the racial segregation because the incentives are different. Private owners of streetcars, buses, and railroad companies in the South lobbied against the Jim Crow laws while the laws were being written. They challenged them in the courts after the laws were passed, and then they dragged their feet in enforcing the laws after they were upheld by the courts. These tactics delayed the enforcement of Jim Crow seating laws for years in some places. Then company employees began to be arrested for not enforcing such laws.
Wow.
And at least one president of a streetcar company was threatened with jail if he didn't comply. So they passed the law, and the owner-operator said, this is going to hurt us. Let's stop this. And they took it to court, and they did what they could, and they just refused to enforce it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the cops started enforcing on them.
Mm.
And they didn't want to take that, so obviously they started enforcing the law, because nobody wants to go to jail. None of this resistance was based on a desire for civil rights for blacks. It was based on a fear of losing money, if racial segregation caused black customers to use public transportation less often than they would have in the absence of this affront. Just as it was not necessary for an overwhelming majority of whites to demand racial segregation through the political system to bring it about, so it was also not necessary for an overwhelming majority of blacks to stop riding the streetcars, buses, and trains in order to provide incentives for the owners of these transportation systems to feel the loss of money if some blacks used public transportation less than they would have otherwise. So, we'll finish the story as to the history of segregation in this country. This is the stuff they don't teach you in the government-run education systems. What government history teacher is going to tell you that government started the segregation laws? We'll come back.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Use topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burns, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com. And for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fat, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can take control, 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And join us online at freetalklive.com. We got archives there. Last 7 months of the show. Right there on the front page of the website, plenty of archives, all of it for free. Freetalklive.com. Can't beat that. Hey, we're talking about racism. We're talking about segregation. Thomas Sowell had written an article right after the death of Rosa Parks talking about the origins of segregation, the origins of the Jim Crow laws. Jim Crow laws. There's a clue. It was the government.
Yeah.
The government passed laws segregating people. Why? because some racist scumbags managed to get themselves in control and managed to lobby for getting these laws passed. And as usual, most people just, they don't pay much attention to the government. They just
doesn't affect them.
Yeah, they just go about their own lives. And obviously, if you pass a law against a minority, there's nothing they can really do about it, because in this majority rule world, if you're a minority, you're screwed. So they pass the laws, and then, well, we continue the story with Thomas Sowell. He says that people who decry the fact that businesses are in business just to make money seldom understand the implications of what they're saying. You make money by doing what other people want, not what you want. If you go around and you operate your bus system in the way that you want to operate it, and the only thing that you do is try to make yourself happy with the way you run your business, it's not going to work.
No.
You have to ensure that every single client that comes through your doors is getting the treatment that they think they deserve.
Yeah. You know, if you want to have what you want in life, you've got to provide other people with what they want.
I mean, that's one of, I would say that's a golden rule right there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's an extension of treat others as you want to be treated. Treat others right, and they'll reward you. Anyway, he says black people's money was just as good as white people's money, even though that wasn't the case when it came to votes. Initially, segregation meant that whites could not sit in the black section of a bus any more than blacks could sit in the white section. But whites, who were forced to stand when there were still empty seats in the black section, then they had a problem with that rule. So that's when the rule was imposed that blacks had to give up their seats to whites. Isn't that interesting? I didn't know that before I read this article.
You didn't know the blacks had to get up once a white person?
No, I knew that part. That's the part you learn from the Rosa Parks story. The part you learn from Rosa Parks is that when the white person comes, the black person has to give up their seat. But that's not how it started. It started being you were just segregated. Whites weren't allowed in the black part.
Hmm.
Blacks weren't allowed in the white part.
I see.
But then since the whites are in the majority and the racists are in control, they passed a little modification to the law, which forced blacks to give up their seats.
When it became inconvenient.
Exactly.
Look at that whole empty black section back there, and I can't sit in it.
Yeah, because they weren't riding
that's
the bus anymore.
That's not fair.
The black people said, fine, we'll just walk. And so then you had an empty, semi-empty back section. And then Rosa Parks happened, and you know the rest of the story at that point. Let's go to the phones and to the fun to Lex in Illinois. Lex, you're on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Lex.
I need some advice. I'm going to be a father soon, and we're trying to decide if we should get our daughter a Social Security number.
I would say no.
Well, there's kind of two things I guess I'm thinking of. The first one, the reason not to, is because we want her to be off the grid. But then
absolutely.
The reason to get it is because we could get a tax break, and that means the government gets less money in the short term.
Well, I would say that if my parents had not given me a Social Security number, I'd have to say I'd appreciate it. Because then it'd be in my hands to decide whether or not I wanted one. Because your daughter could always go and get one later on in life. That's not a problem. As long as she presents enough identification, birth certificate, whatever, she'll be able to get one of them. And I think that, you're being tempted by the 30 pieces of silver, basically. The government saying, here, we'll give you a tax break. Here's a good reason for you to get a Social Security number.
I have a different view. I can tell you that if my wife and I had a kid, we would, in all likelihood, get a Social Security number for that child.
Well, of course, you're a by-the-numbers, by-the-book person, man.
And I am. But here's the point is that, you know, it's easier in life with a Social Security number.
But as a kid, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter too much, but at times you need to use it.
Not as a kid.
Secondly, you're going to raise that child
Hold on. I mean, the only reason we would get it is to get the tax break because, for two reasons. We don't want the government to get the money, and we could make better use of it.
Sure, you've
got
the money.
It's going to be,
and over the life of that child, over the childhood of that child, that's going to be several thousand dollars that you're going to make doing that. You know, the cost of a car, perhaps.
Well, you could always...
And I'd like to be clear that you're going to raise that child to question the government's authority.
Right.
And that's going to be the most valuable thing. Because
okay.
By shrinking, by getting more people behind the shrinking of the government, the Social Security number won't matter. If, for instance, the Haitian government decided to give you a number, it wouldn't matter, would it? Because that government doesn't have much effect on your life.
Wouldn't keeping more of your taxes be kind of in that direction?
I agree.
Of reducing government?
Well, I mean, I guess if you're going to be a taxpayer, then I can see how it would definitely be something that's attractive to you. Of course, I would say just stop paying your taxes, and then you won't have any reason to get a Social Security.
And at some point or another, she's going to say, I need a Social Security card, and she's going to go out and get it anyway.
Well, she might just. Depends on how well they raise her.
What are the chances?
I mean, if they're just having the kid, that's a good 16 years before she could get a job that she'd really need a Social Security card for in the first place, and hopefully we can have some sort of effect within 16 years. Are you going to New Hampshire, Lex?
Yeah, but we're moving next year.
That's fantastic.
We're moving next year.
I mean, so then
she'll be even more insulated from the federal government that way.
Yeah. I don't know. Either way, hopefully 16 years from now, it won't matter.
Yeah. So I guess, I don't know. It's kind of a 50-50, you know, there's pros and cons to both.
Yeah,
absolutely. I would say my path is the complete opposite for man, which is if I was in control, I'd forget about taxes entirely, I'd withdraw from that system, withdraw from the Social Security system, and just try to live life outside of that. Those boundaries, if possible. And in some cases, like Manwich, in your life, that's just not possible.
You know, I rail against the government any chance I get. I don't like big government. But I follow the rules because that's the way life is out there.
So you don't get a definitive answer from us tonight. Thanks for the call, Lex. You have to make the decision on your own.
800. You did hear two different sides.
Yep. 800-259-5791. Probably the same two sides that have been battling inside his head. 800-259.
I wonder who's the angel and who's the devil.
That's a good question. Let's talk to Matt in Massachusetts. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
The socialist slave number.
Yes.
What to say about that? That's a hard one.
I don't know. What do you say?
Yeah. I'm undecided because I'm kind of, there's two sides of me, you know, I've kind of got the angel, you know, Manwich, and you got the devil, you know.
Hey, you know, it makes me angry every time I go to the blood bank and they ask me for my Social Security number to donate.
I hate having to ask for it when people are filing claims.
You could always just sort of have a bout of dyslexia and slip up. I mean, you could just sort of transpose two numbers. It happens. I mean, people have dyslexic attacks.
Not a claims adjuster could not. They fill out forms all day long. You're going to get fired if you fill out the form, the same little section of the form wrong every time.
Sometimes
my
you can be more dyslexic.
Be on my
than
case so bad. I would be out of a job pretty quick.
Well, I was talking about when you are being asked for your Social Security number.
Oh, yeah.
When someone's just asking you, when you're opening up a Blockbuster account and they want your Social Security number, just, whoops, transpose a couple numbers in there. It was an honest mistake. You're dyslexic. Matt, thanks for the call. 800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. Tis your show. You can take control of the show, and Nathan is going to take control in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
Cool weather brings cool cars.
I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there is someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337. And that's 888-240-3337. Or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. It is Ian here with you.
And Man Witch.
Join us online at freetalklive.com and sign up for the updates. Whenever there's something to announce about the show, you'll know it first if you're on the updates list. In fact, we just sent out an update this morning. Because, as promised, we've released our very first episode ever of Free Talk Live. And, actually, I forgot to even mention this. It's our third anniversary today, man.
Oh, boy. Yeah, it's let's have a party.
No.
No, okay.
I don't want to party with you.
We don't spend much time together.
Just
it doesn't have
during
to do with the
show.
Yeah.
That's
we get here, show prep, we talk about show stuff, and then...
Go home.
Yeah. 10 o'clock, bam, I'm out of here.
But it is the third anniversary, and so 3 years ago this day, we were doing our show for the first time. It was a Sunday night 3 years ago, and it was a four-hour show. It was originally scheduled to be 3 hours, but we kept going for an extra hour because the phones were so crazy that very first night. And so we've, to commemorate, I guess, our third anniversary, we posted the very first episode of Free Talk Live at freetalklive.com. I did not post it as a podcast, so if you want it, you're going to have to go and get it. If you're listening to this show via podcast, you're going to have to go and get it from freetalklive.com. It's right there on the front page.
I want to hear it. I haven't figured out a way to do that.
You go to freetalklive.com and click on the link.
And sit there in front of my computer for 4 hours?
Well, that's your only option now, unless you want to burn it to a CD or put it on your MP3 player, which you don't
have. MP3 player.
Oh, boo-hoo.
Let's go buy one.
Let's go to the phones, to the fun, let's talk to Nathan in Oklahoma City. Nathan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, happy anniversary, guys.
Hey, thank you.
Sorry about my voice. I don't feel like signing for Sudafed here in Oklahoma.
Okay. What's up,
hey, yeah, I've heard about this Free State project you guys have been pushing for a while.
Nice.
I like it a lot.
Good.
I have to admit I'm beholden to my government retirement here soon. So.
You're beholden to what?
The government retirement I'll get in a few years.
Oh,
so,
you used to be a bureaucrat.
Yeah.
I see.
So, but you guys keep talking about, you know, the...
Wait, you have to live in the same state in order to collect the retirement?
No, well, he has not yet retired.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, I see. So you can finish out your little term, and then you can move away, and you can still collect the paycheck.
Absolutely. Try to keep up here, Ian.
Yeah.
I don't know much about pensions, okay? I'm just trying to learn. What is it you do, if I might ask?
I'm an officer in the military.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought you were going to say law enforcement officer. Okay,
No.
How long have you been in the military for?
Over. I'll just say over 10 years. It's not too much longer.
How many years do you have to stay in to get a retirement?
20.
Okay. So you've got at least half a decade to go.
Well, yeah, right. Yeah. Anyway.
Cool.
So anyway, like you guys have been saying, you're moving up there, and I hope I don't put you on the spot here, but you know, you talk about moving the radio show and stuff, and I just wondered what it would take to get you guys up there.
A few thousand dollars a month coming in, some sort of income.
Essentially, here's what our dilemma is: we need a basically, we need to have enough income coming in to the show that we're making enough. These are full-time jobs, and then we can go.
Let's smash any illusions that anybody listening might have right now about
we're
Free
rich
Talk Live
radio guys.
Yeah, that we're really a huge success. We're a success in comparison to most radio shows because most people in radio are a bunch of drunk losers and they never have much success for themselves. But after 3 years of doing this show, we don't have a profit.
The show's never really been marketed well. Like, the ad sales have never been there. So, therefore, the show isn't supported financially.
We've just always done it for the love of doing it. And then a year ago, we got syndicated. So, we're 3 years old total, but we're a year old as far as syndication is concerned. We're growing. We've got more affiliates coming on board. And more affiliates means more money eventually.
Sooner or later, they will just throw cabbage at us, you know?
Oh, you still there, Nathan?
Yeah, I'm here.
Sounds like your portable phone's about to take a dump.
Well, I'll have to let you go then.
Thanks for the call, dude. 800-259-5791. So what's it going to take to get Free Talk Live to the free state? I'd say we need some more affiliates. We're currently below 10, and I would say getting into the double digits would be a nice start.
It doesn't matter how many affiliates we had. We could be just a podcast, and if we could sell ad, as podcast, we take the ads out.
Right.
But we could be just a podcast and sell ad spots in there. And if somebody was paying $100, if we had enough people paying $100 a spot, so it's not affiliates, it's sales.
That's a good point. It's all about the Benjamins, isn't it?
Yeah. In this case, it is.
So we're
by the way, not a dead president.
You're right.
Yeah.
So we're kind of focusing in on some sales at this point, and I'm not going to continue on this businessy thing, but if you're interested in learning more, you can go to freetalklive.com. The easiest thing you can do to help us get to New Hampshire quicker is to amp the show. You go to amp.freetalklive.com, become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. I mean, we have 2,000 people a day listening to the podcast, at least.
Mm-hmm.
And so if half of those people went and they ponied up $3 a month, we'd have ourselves an extra $3,000 a month with which we're going to use that to promote the show. And that helps us get on more stations, which helps us sell more ads, that sort of thing. And so it's a process. It's a growing process, and we're working on it. We can use your help. amp.freetalklive.com. Joe in Massachusetts, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Hi, guys. How are you doing today?
Good, sir.
Okay. I wish you guys would put that on a podcast, but your podcast come down every night at midnight, right? Eastern time?
There's no set time. It's just when I get it done. It's usually no later than midnight.
It's too bad that my podcast doesn't come. I have to always have it checked because I don't know much about those things. As you know, I can't see, and I use a screen reader. I don't know how to set it up just to make it come automatically. But
I don't know either.
Yeah, okay. TSA, I wouldn't pay the damn fine. Are they going to drag her to court?
Oh, we're talking about the story we told earlier, a woman being fined for $12,000 for having a 2-inch knife.
They ought to be ashamed of themselves.
As far as fining, taking them to court, at this point, I don't think anyone's taken the fines to court.
Nope.
Because I don't think that they they're a civil assessment. What the heck is that?
Yeah.
Well, the TSA, when they send you the assessment, they also send you about 2 to 4 pages of forms with them, and they say that there are certain options that you have. Obviously, option number one is to just pay the fine and be done with it. Option number two, I think, is to fill out some paperwork and appeal the fine, which, of course, the appeal goes to the TSA, and then they're going to say, no, denied. And then, they're going to tell you you owe the fine again. And then there's another one where you can go in for a hearing and try to prove that you're innocent. But none of those options say go to a court of law in front of 12 of your peers.
Just throw the paper away then, right? Just throw it
away.
That's
what I would do. Yeah. I would either throw it away or I'd just write them questions back asking them how it is that they got authority over me.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with carrying a pen knife on a plane. We used to do that years ago. This whole thing is blown out of proportion about these terrorists.
Absolutely.
It absolutely is.
Yeah, I agree with you. Now, another thing on Social Security. That guy's daughter is going to have a hard time because the government's going to be on her. The banks always ask for your Social Security number. I know.
As a kid, when you're opening a bank account, it's usually the parents that kind of open the account, and then they just put their kid's name on there. I don't know if you have to have a Social Security number for that, do you?
I may or may not. I don't know. You have to check with someone on Social Security because they have it so ingrained.
Well, they'll tell you yes. I mean, you'll have to check with the bank. I think the bank would probably be the best person.
The other thing, I have a problem, and I'm not getting anywhere with maybe you guys can give me some advice.
Okay.
With the doctors here. It's hard to find good doctors when you're on Medicare and Medicaid. I have a stomach problem, a voice problem. I found fluid in my throat, and it went away, but my voice is raspy. Something structurally has changed.
Mm.
I eat, things don't taste right, and my mouth is dry. So I was going to have a colonoscopy, and video stroboscopy, and I'm hypoglycemic, and most doctors don't know about hypoglycemia.
Okay.
It's the opposite of diabetes. You can go in a coma and die from it.
Hmm.
Now, people say, well, you just take sugar, it'll come up. Oh, I see the music's coming. Can I
and
wait?
They don't know, right? We'll talk about socialized medicine. Hang on, Joe, for just a bit. 800-259-5791. Because if you've never been inside the system, you don't really understand what it's like. Socialized medicine. And they're out. It's out there. Medicare, as he mentioned. The VA is another perfect example. We'll come back with more. This is your show. Free Talk Live. Take control.
In the past few years, millions of Americans have made the switch to natural products. Herbs, minerals, vitamins, and essential oils are now being recognized as the safest and most effective products in the quest for good health. Introducing Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste. Vitamir has created unique and natural patented formulas that set them apart from any other oral hygiene products. The folks at Vitamir have blended zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil into gentle but effective products that freshen your breath and fight gum disease. Good health starts in your mouth, and regular use of Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash is a powerful front line of defense against gingivitis, bleeding gums, and folks with braces or dentures will love that clean, fresh, just from the dentist office feeling. And once you've tried Vitamir, you just may find that no other toothpaste or mouthwash will do. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste today. He'll be glad you did, and so will that special someone in your life. Call 877-817-9829 to order Vitamir oral hygiene products today. Try Vitamir, and you'll feel that squeaky clean sensation others just talk about.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? That's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we are rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign every day? Well, over 6,000 members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or freestateproject.org.
Attention drivers. Poor fuel quality is on its way to your local gas station. Due to fuel shortages, the EPA has relaxed environmental standards. On top of that, fuel refiners have reduced detergents and fuel by 50% over the last 5 years. Poor fuel restricts injectors and deposits build up in your car's combustion chambers. What does this mean for your vehicle? Poor mileage and reduced performance in a time of record fuel prices. There is an answer. Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans injectors and combustion chambers to 95% of new in only one tank full. Plus, a special mileage improver designed and fleet tested by a major oil company to improve mileage even on new cars by up to 4%. The mileage improvement lasts for an entire oil change. So quit wasting unburned fuel and get more when you treat your car right with Protecta. Go to www.sfrcorp.com. for a free shipping offer. That's SFRCORP.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. Live streams are there. Broadband version of the show. Dial-up version. Nobody uses our dial-up version anymore, Manwich.
No?
No. It's there for you. Don't forget about it. Freetalklive.com for those of you who would like to listen but are still stuck behind an old analog modem. Freetalklive.com. So let's go back to the phones and back to the fun to Joe, the blind man in Massachusetts. Joe, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich.
I have mixed feelings about socialized medicine. It's not just everybody says, well, the government. Well, what about big business? They're just as bad as the government.
Big business isn't socialized. See, big business, you have the choice to deal with.
Can I explain what I mean? The airlines and the executives that are stealing money and things like this, and the private industry is supposed to help its employees, and they're taking money out, and their paychecks are all set, but the employees, you know, don't get, you know.
Joe, reset. You just brought up five different issues that you have with big business. Let's pick one. Give me one issue you've got with big business, and let's talk about it.
They don't treat their employees right, no health care. But can I finish up on this socialized medicine?
Okay, all right. We'll go with
I'm on SSI, and, of course, I have no choice but to deal with socialized medicine. I think they should have some sort of system. See, my problem is that it's not that I'm against you guys. If people really cared, we wouldn't have these problems. There would be some sort of fund set up, right, wrong. The government is doing it because the private sector doesn't really give a damn about people. See, my parents brought me up to state. The state, they didn't do anything. They wanted the state to do everything. And if people don't do anything, the government's going to get involved in regards of how evil it is.
I think that you've got a I think you've got a misinterpretation. You feel like people don't care.
Yes.
I don't think that's necessarily the case. I think what people do is they say, all right, Joe, you're on Medicare, you're on SSI, and I've already paid for that, so I'm just going to let the government take care of you instead of bothering to contribute to a charity that might be able to take care of you better. People already feel like it's kind of like with the government-run public school thing. People don't want to put their kids in private school because they feel like they've already paid the bill.
And they don't have the money. But my thing on this medicine is that a doctor doesn't understand it to modify the protocol for the colonoscopy because I don't want to go in shock. Most doctors don't know about hypoglycemic. That's worse than diabetic. Mm-hmm. You can always raise the sugar level for an emergency, but you should keep it level. It should be raised gradually, except in an emergency, because it would be like an alcoholic. It should, the body would shoot insulin.
Can I ask you this about your experience in the government-run Medicare system?
Yeah.
From the vets that I've talked to, from the people in the VA that I've spoken with over the years, they almost all of them, feel like their doctor is trying to kill them. Do you get that impression?
I feel my doctor doesn't not that bad because she doesn't care.
Right. I've definitely heard that. I mean, everybody says that about the VA, beyond the fact that you have to wait months and months to get an appointment,
yeah.
And then the care, the so-called care that you get, is shoddy at best.
But see, the funny thing is, the other day on a talk show, they had the – now, I know a lot of people, controversy, don't like the Canadian system, and you guys are into controversy, but okay. One guy was happy with the health care. See, I'm trying to find a ballpark – where everybody could be
you can always here's what you have to understand, Joe. The government will always find somebody that they've made happy. For instance,
yes.
If you watch the State of the Union address, the president will always pick out people. This is kind of a newer thing that they do. They'll pick out people from the audience and say, and over here we have Manwich. He's our newest recipient of the new Medicare pill program. Manwich, how does it feel to get free pills from the government?
I'm so happy I wasn't getting pills
why
before.
Why are all the doctors in for this socialized medicine? I mean, why, and I'm not saying this to be mean, why don't, the, you know, like the network, your network or all the other networks, there's three or four networks. And everybody fights between each other. One guy got fired because he had a Nazi on. Free is free speech, you know, and he wouldn't have him on. And they're all free, and you can say
but it's not free speech. It's private property. Private individuals own those networks, and they can set whatever rules that they would like.
Well, then don't lie on the air and say you're free if you're not free. I mean, you guys let people on. Whoever wants to come on, come on.
Yeah, but I'll be the first person to say this isn't free speech either.
Okay.
It's close. It's Free Talk Live. You can talk about whatever you want, but we can't just let you go on for 20 minutes about whatever you want.
No, he just had this man on as a guest. This
right.
is a guy that hates white people or something like that, you know, and
like
Hitler. And they fired him and
Let's go back. I want to jump back to what you said about private companies. You said that basically you felt
they
like
don't care.
They don't take care of their employees. Now, if you opened up a private company of your own, let's say that you had the ability to do it easily, you weren't blind and that sort of thing.
And I had the money and all that.
Yeah, and you had the money. Would you treat people like crap?
No, absolutely not.
Well, wait a minute. Wait, but you just made a blanket statement about private companies treating people like garbage.
They do.
Why would you do it better?
Because I care about my employees. I want
so
to keep
nobody
them.
Else cares about their employees except you, Joe?
Well, let me put it to you this way. Why aren't private companies giving health care anymore? Why aren't the airlines?
Because they're regulated to death. Companies in this country are regulated, almost strangled to death by government regulations. They're so busy trying to keep up with all the new laws and all the new requirements and regulations on how they have to do business and trying to follow all the new rules the government lays down for them. They're spending so much money on this.
Well, how come 10 or 20 years ago it was different? They had health care and the executives weren't stealing money. I mean,
because there was less regulation back then. There's always been executives stealing money.
Yeah.
That doesn't have anything to do with regulation. But the health care, all of those things, the more government gets involved with business and commerce,
the higher the prices are in health care, and therefore the insurance goes up, and now businesses can't afford to offer it to employees.
And don't forget about the cost of health care itself. Health care, Joe, in the health care industry, In the regular healthcare industry, over 52% of the dollars are spent by government, which means our healthcare industry is mostly run by the state, which means we have a 52% socialist healthcare system. No wonder the service is terrible. There's no real competition out there. It's very bare minimum. Thanks for the call, Joe. 800-259-5791. We don't have a free market in healthcare. We don't know what a free market would be like. We could imagine, for instance, in a free market, odds are good, doctors would go back to doing house calls. How many decades has it been since we've seen that? Go ask yourself. Try this, Joe, and anybody else who wants to just enlighten themselves. Next time you talk to a healthcare worker, ask them how much of their day they spend doing paperwork. You'll be amazed.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791, 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with
Ann Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com and take advantage of all the free stuff that we give you there. Literally months worth of archives, the Shrine of Female Listeners, bulletin board system, live streaming, all of it for free. But we'd like you to become a part of things on a voluntary basis, to become a part of the show, to amplify the show, advertise, market, and promote. You become a Free Talk Live amplifier for $3 a month. What do we do with the money, Manwich?
We advertise, market, and promote the show.
You mean we don't put it in a war chest and have a party at the end of the year?
No, not so much.
No. It actually goes out to buying advertising for the program in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
So we're buying like radio industry ads and magazines. We're also promoting ourselves on the internet. We're going to get more affiliates faster because of the because of the AMP program, because of the over 100 people, listeners of ours, that have become Free Talk Live amplifiers at amp.freetalklive.com. And just to make just to sweeten the pot a little bit, we promise that when we reach 50% of our goal, we will cut back on the commercial time on the show by 2 minutes an hour. Now, that's pretty good, but it gets better. When we reach 100% of our goal, we'll cut back another 2 minutes per hour. Total, 4 minutes per hour commercial time gone from the show, replaced with more Free Talk Live. All the details at amp.freetalklive.com.
Now, besides magazine advertising to get us more affiliates, we've also hired a consultant now, right? Is that correct?
No, we haven't really hired a consultant quite yet, but we've got a new, neat little kind of industry guy that's helping us out. He's out there kind of pimping our show a little bit.
Is he a consultant?
He is not a consultant. No.
He's not? Oh.
No. He's kind of like an affiliate relations. Sort of.
We've hired an affiliate relations department.
Sort of.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Anyway. You know, I'll bet you it's going to get us on. He's going to help get us
on. He's connected.
Stations. Yeah.
He's somebody who's been in the business for a long time. He's a very cool guy. Anyway, 800-259-5791, so we're excited about that. Hey, let me wrap this email up from Zach, because he was emailing about racism. And he says, it infuriates me when people who dislike a stereotype are called racist. Sure, attributing a person unjustly to a stereotype because of their skin color or even the way they dress is unfair and wrong and racist. However, recognizing a stereotype and admitting that it has aspects that you dislike is not racist. For instance, there exists a gangsta or thug stereotype, which, amongst other things, seems to advocate criminal acts such as theft and murder. I think that this is wrong, and as such, I'm inclined to dislike the people that genuinely fit this stereotype. Does that make me a racist? To some people, it does. What do you think? By disliking a thug or a gangsta, does that make you a racist?
No.
I say no. I say there's plenty of thugs and gangsters that are white and black and Hispanic. It all has to do with the way you carry yourself, with the kind of clothes that you dress in, the manner that you walk with. It's all about your style. And I got to agree with him that stereotypes, for the most part, I think they work. When you look at somebody and they're dressed like a gangsta, you don't know right then whether or not they act like a gangsta necessarily until you talk to them.
Except on Halloween.
But I think it's fair to judge based on first appearances, because we all do it. You can sit back and say, oh, I don't do that. I like to get to know people first. And I do give people the opportunity. I won't not talk to someone because of the way they look. I will absolutely talk to everybody before I pass final judgment. But if you walk into a room and you look like a thug, my first thought is going to be you're a thug. Am I being unfair? We'll be back tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. It's been Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online. In the meantime, at freetalklive.com. Don't forget to amp the show, amp.freetalklive.com, and go grab the first episode. It's right there at freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid. It is private. It owes no one. It cannot go bankrupt. And it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, Jack.